You're good to go.
I'd like to call the meeting to order this morning for the Town of Curry Beach budget meeting. It's April 1st, 2024. I think the first item of business, we'll have to excuse Commissioner Ellen.
I make a motion to excuse Commissioner Ellen.
A second.
Second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Next is adoption of the minutes from our retreat from February 2nd, 2024. Have any comments or discuss any changes to those minutes?
Make a motion we adopt the minutes as presented.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Mandy, Beth, do we have any public comment?
No, sir.
Okay. And next, we have a presentation from the Zoo Society, NC Aquarium, I almost said Zoo Society, at Fort Fisher. If y'all would like to come over to the podium, please, and introduce yourself, please, and...
I'm going to stand up for your poster. I just didn't know where you wanted.
Thank you very much for hosting us this morning. My name is Liz Baird. I'm the president and CEO of the North Carolina Aquarium Society, which is the nonprofit group that supports the North Carolina Aquariums. With me today are two folks. We've got Joe Zazzali, who you all may know, who is the acting director at the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher, just down the road from you, and Steve Coggins, who is one of our board members. We're just delighted to be here with you this morning. As you know, the North Carolina Aquarium at Fort Fisher is part of the North Carolina Division of Aquariums. There are three aquariums in a pier that cover the coast. And these aquariums were founded about 50 years ago. We'll be celebrating 50 years in 2026. The society was formed about 10 years later to provide the support that the state could not provide to the aquariums to make sure that they could meet their mission of helping people understand and appreciate our oceans. I am just delighted that you gave us the time this morning. As you know, we have put in a request for $10,000 for support for an expansion and renovation of our facility at Fort Fisher. We brought a poster that shows an aerial view of what this expansion will look like. And it's a really exciting endeavor for us. It's long overdue. It's been more than 20 years since that aquarium was renovated. One of the things that's exciting is it'll almost double the amount of water that is displayed. We'll end up with about 2,000 animals. And we are well on our way to having this funded. I started this position just over a year ago, and when they said you need to raise $57.5 million, I kind of took my breath away. Luckily, we have $15 million that has been committed by the General Assembly, and we have raised over $4.5 million of our goal from the public sector to make up the difference so that we can get this construction underway. Construction is expected to start in early 2025 and then open to the public in 2026. For Curry Beach, this has a really big positive economic impact. The UNCW Cameron School of Business looked into it and saw that this renovation would have a one-time statewide impact of $106 million and then an annual impact of $14 million. So this is a really good investment. Additionally, when we looked at just Fort Fisher, between 2016 and 2023, the aquarium generated $280 million in New Hanover County, which supported 988 part-time and full-time positions. And we know that this is a place that brings people to the coast. They come, they see the beach. If it's raining, they go to the aquarium, and they stay overnight. And we are just thrilled that they get to help understand and appreciate this beautiful place where you all live. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Joe, who's going to tell you a little bit about what's planned at the aquarium.
Thanks, Liz. I just wanted to highlight a few kind of key areas that we're going to be expanding on. First is going to be our education wing. So in 2019, we had record number of school children from North Carolina. 33,000 visited the aquarium. And then COVID set us back a little bit. There were no field trips for a couple of years. We're slowly climbing back. Last year, we welcomed 20,000 school kids to the aquarium. And with expansion, we are expanding our education facility. We are trying to, or we will be, making a greater impact on the youth here in North Carolina. And with that, our current education space, classrooms, are maybe 1,500 square feet. This expansion will increase that incredibly to about 6,000 square feet of classroom space. And it will be east-facing. I don't know if you can tell on the board, but it will be east-facing to the ocean there. I also wanted to touch on our fourth floor sky deck. This is going to be incredible. Nowhere in New Hanover County, probably Brunswick County too, will does the public have access to 360-degree views of the ocean, basin, salt marsh, the river, of course, too. Bald Head will be clear as day, almost every day. So just being able to share the majestic views of our area down here in Erie Beach and Fort Fisher is going to be really incredible. The next is going to be the shark habitat. So right now, I know many of you know the largest habitat we have at Fort Fisher is Cape Fear Shoals. That is 230,000 gallons. So we are building a new shark habitat that will be 390,000 gallons. I was actually lucky enough to go to the New York Aquarium a few months back, and we are basing our design on theirs because it's been so successful for the animals. They thrive, and the people as well. This it was so immersive. I actually had goosebumps when I went in to this area and saw this this habitat. I've been with the aquarium for over 16 years, and in that time I've seen so many different aquariums throughout the country, and this was, I mean, almost breathtaking. It is going to be floor to ceiling, so 17 feet high, 24 feet wide, and it's going to have curvature as well to help with that immersive experience. Last I wanted to talk about is something that many of you probably know about. It's our it's been in the talks and in the works for about 20 years. It's our saltwater intake system. Right now, we make our own saltwater using municipal water, and we have to buy salt. And you can't just go to Lowe's or Home Depot and buy the kind of salt that we use. We, about every 2 months, a tractor trailer from Baltimore brings us about 10 to 15 pallets of salt that is boxed and bagged in plastic. Our carbon footprint making salt is, let's just say we can do better. Mm-hmm. And we plan to do better. We can use the resources that are right here in our backyard. Underwater archaeology team down here in Fort Fisher have mapped out the floor and the shipwrecks and things like that. We've had multiple engineers come out as well. So we are really excited to move this project forward as well. Thank you.
Can you show us on the map here where the existing building is and give us a little bit of lay of the land? I'm assuming up at the top right-hand corner is your existing parking.
Yes. So here's our parking lot, and then this is the freshwater building. So that's where you walk through. And the expansion is going to be here. This is going to be the new shark habitat I was talking about right here. This will be the education wing.
And that'll go back towards the state park?
Excuse me?
That'll go back towards the state park area?
Yes, you'll be that direction, yes.
Okay.
And the building is wisely using some of the pre-existing parking space so that we are not increasing our footprint, which will be a great asset. Thank you, Joe, for the summary. And I'm excited about having the saltwater intake system that allows us to just use the saltwater that's right here, which is a real advantage. We are amazed at how well our ticketing system has been working. If any of you have tried to go to the aquarium recently, you know that we require reservations ahead of time. And by limiting the number of people that can come in every 30 minutes, that has allowed us to have one of our highest visitation, actually maybe the highest visitation. Over 500,000 visitors came last year. But with the ticketing system, we didn't have the traffic backups, the people spilling out of the parking lots, the craziness that we've had in the past. So while we are anticipating a greater visitation with the expansion, we are also very excited that we've got steps in place to help manage it. So I'm just thrilled that we are able to present this to you. And Steve, would you like to make a few closing comments?
Yes, I'm the poor fellow that was talking to co-chairing the capital campaign along with my friend Harry Archer. What really gets me excited, I was blown away. I just did not know that if you combine the visitors at historic Fort Fisher along with those headed to the aquarium, I don't think there is a state-sponsored attraction that has more visitors a year. I just simply did not know. And nowhere. Of course, that is extremely important, I think, to our business district here in Puri Beach. And what really motivates me, and it's why I'm willing to spend so many hours to help us raise this significant amount of money, is that I know that one day those children that is going to be receiving that education, which nobody has to tell anybody in this room, that's probably the most extraordinary piece of real estate in the state, where that 360 degree view that you see in the ocean, the Cape Fear River, the mouth of that Baldhead Island, Pleasure Island, there's nothing like it. And that's going to be attracting these school children from all over the state, where they're going to learn that as goes the health of the ocean, goes the health of all of us. And that's what motivates me. And I'm just so grateful for the town listening to us and for any contribution that you can give us to reach that goal and make it a reality. Thank you very much.
When do you anticipate it grand opening? Will it take a year to build it?
It will take at least a year to build. Right now we're looking at late 2026. So the groundbreaking is currently scheduled for January of 2025. Anybody who's been involved in state projects knows that sometimes those dates are a little hard to pin down initially, but that's our plan.
Okay.
And as you know, Mr. Mayor, one of the vagaries of this kind of project is that you can't break ground until all the money's in the bank.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Any questions, guys?
Just since impact on Curie Beach a little bit, have you projected what your increase in visitors will be when this is completed?
We have not done a hard study on what we actually think. We're still in the final stages of the design that should be set in May, what the actual square footage increase will be, the hard numbers. And I mean, as of a few months ago, we were looking at possibly the increase around 25%.
Okay. And currently the annual visitorship is?
Half a million.
I'm going to throw this out there. I think the biggest impact is going to be the fact that you won't be using our water anymore. Because that's going to, water and sewer is an enterprise fund. So that's going to cut down our revenue dramatically in our water and sewer side. So we're going to have to, that's something we're going to have to look very closely at if you do the offshore well for salt water.
And is that funded yet, or are you still looking to raise money to do the offshore well?
That part of the project is not yet funded.
We thank you. We're happy to have y'all here, and congratulations on being the interim down there. And I know that's been a joy to you to get this opportunity. So,
thank you.
Best wishes to everyone. Thank y'all for being there.
Thank you very much.
Well, we're here for, I guess, Arlen, you're up next, I'm assuming, and talk about going through our budget assumptions and getting into the meat of our meeting today.
Structure. this the way we've done the last number of years. It seems to have worked very well, I guess, in how we, I guess, conduct our budget meetings. So what I'll start out with is just some overlying assumptions that, all department heads built into their initial budget proposals. So those assumptions, general assumptions, were no changes to the services provided or the level of services provided, no change to the current tax rate, no change to any general fund fees, no change to water and sewer rates. The general fund budget does not include a contingency. It also does not include a transfer to the Beach Protection Fund. Based on the input from town council at the retreat back in February, built into this initial budget proposal was one additional full-time position in the police department. And then the guidance given to all departments for compensation was a cost of living adjustment of 3.2%, which I followed what we've done the last number of years, which is what Social Security cost of living adjustment was. And then also included a 2.8% merit increase pool for each department. So that's what every department head has built into their initial budget proposal. So with that, where do we kind of stand as a starting point? Well, some years have been worse, some years have been better. This one's not the greatest. Where we stand at this point with the general fund. So with the proposed revenues and proposed expenses in the general fund, we actually have a shortfall at this point of $529,874. Water and sewer fund, same thing, we have a shortfall of an estimated $141,554.
Is that with the new rate?
That is with the rate, yeah, including the rates we passed
okay.
for this
from program. Carolina Beach, okay, yeah, good, so, thank you.
So with all of these, I have, as we go through the day, you know, when we get closer to the end of the day, some, you know, different alternatives that yep. we can do for all of this. But the stormwater fund actually is showing what would be an overage at this point. That overage we would just include as potential capital projects, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to take that step right at this point yet. All the other smaller funds are all balanced, which is normal. The one difference a little bit is the Powell Fund. Based on some quotes that Jimmy received for potential paving, I've included a small fund balance appropriation. We don't have a large fund balance in the Powell Fund at this point, but some of that could be used for paving. Jimmy will explain in just a little bit that there's also some included in the general fund, the streets and sanitation mm-hmm. budget also.
Is there any in the water and sewer because some of the paving is required because we're working on sewer stuff?
I have not put any.
You don't do it that way? Okay. But it could go there, right? I mean, if it's in relation to sewer work, and
yeah,
requires
could.
The paving, okay.
We could say it's part of the basically the maintenance, I guess, of
right.
whatever's being worked on. So we in the past typically haven't done that.
Okay.
This just shows the proposed fiscal year 25 budget in green for each fund in relation to the approved current year budget. So you can see the increase and decrease for each fund. And again, each department head is going to go through their budget mm-hmm. and talk about the significant increases and decreases that they have. But this just provides that summary of where we are right now. I don't know if anyone has any questions on just that overview information at this point. And otherwise, we'll get right into the department heads talking about their proposal.
Any questions, anyone? Okay, I think we're ready.
4% with last year's inflation is probably reasonable.
Yeah.
So we'll let Jimmy kick things off. And I think he actually will skip around a little bit with Jimmy because his operations are spread over three funds. But the way I set this up is kind of keep all departments together in the presentation that's going to give the funds. So, but Jimmy's first one is streets and sanitation.
like Harlan said, everything's gone up, inflation's gone up. So I'm going to just hit the highlights of what Harlan has highlighted in green for me that's really increased a lot. Maintenance of equipment, I went from $12,000 to $14,000. That's a $2,000 increase. I made it to 16.7% increase. Maintenance of autos and trucks, I added $5,000 because it's taken a lot of, we've had a lot of downtime with some service trucks and stuff like that this year that we've had to put into the shop. So it's just the cost of the maintenance of the vehicles. That's the reason I increased it to $5,000. The uniforms. We've added another employee, so I've added $1,000 into this line item right here. Minor equipment purchases, we're looking at, I went from $10,000 to $30,000, and this is for the, correct me if I'm wrong, Arlen, but I believe it is for the downtown banners that I was asking for this year. You know, they're going to be around $25,000 to $30,000 for 100 new banners to put up. And that's with the new brackets and everything to be installed on the poles. Capital outlay of improvement. Oh, capital outlay of equipment. This will include the new garbage truck that we put in for the 25-26 season. So, yeah, that's where we had to actually sign a letter of intent to get it processed and get it going.
Do you know when it'll get delivered?
The man said it would take at least over a year to get it started. So
we're probably not looking much before. I forget when we did that, but probably.
Next spring sometime, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you...
And that'd be a loan, so it's not going to have that big an impact, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And then getting down to the outlay of improvements. This is the big paving project that I'd like to get done this year. I do have the estimates for each street and everything like that, so... total sum of that was like one, two, three, four. The five streets I was asking to get paved is going to be $235,000 mm-hmm. milled out and repaved.
So that's $235,000 minus what's in the Powell bill?
Well, it takes a whole $235,000 plus increased it just a little bit in case. Off the left, so it's a 250. So we put 175 in the streets of sanitation, mm-hmm. and 75,000 out of Powellville.
Okay.
Because it's really basically all we can.
That's all we get in the Powellville. Yep.
Good. And the last thing Arlen highlighted on my streets and sand would be the oceanfront park maintenance. It went from 35,000 to 55,000 because I was asking council to let me change out all the lights mm-hmm. Around the bathroom and the oceanfront park pavilion. So those are my increases on the streets and sand.
Questions of Jimmy? Anybody?
Yes, sir.
Just one minor question. The lights you're replacing there at oceanfront, turtle friendly?
That's well, I'm gonna put it back basically like it was. You know, I don't want to change a whole lot of things down there.
Okay.
It's just the big outside bulky lights that have the dimmers or the like when it gets dark they come on automatic. And mm-hmm. The sensors is what I'm trying to say. So
they just wanted to make sure we pick the right colors,
yeah, exactly.
For the turtle friendly.
I'd like to get.
I don't know if the current ones are or not. Actually,
I don't know if they are or not either.
But we should put them in the right way.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't know what turtle friendly means, but I agree.
Now they're going to amber.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they are. I think what we have down there are.
Yeah. Okay.
Cool. Yeah, they are. They're the amber lights. and going to, I guess, water and sewer operations.
So if you flip to slide 12, that's the subject of water and sewer operations.
Okay, thank you. Yep.
What I'm looking at is the 4% increase in the maintenance of the system. Went from 125 to 130,000. Maintenance of the equipment and building from 12,000 to 25,000, because I'd like to get the downtown Oceanfront Park repainted this year also. Mm-hmm. Supplies and materials at a 3.8% increase. That's due to inflation. Uniforms again. And the next one would be contracted service of water and sewer test. We're going to have to start testing more PFAS. So I increased that to $6,000 more. I'm not quite sure how many times we're going to have to test yet for a year, but just a close estimate of what we normally go up of.
Did they say when that rule's coming out? I've been reading about it, but
I'm pretty sure it's going to come out next year.
Right, okay. Mm-hmm.
But they'll tell us how many times a year you'll have to test everything. Yeah.
And so for council, we did test for the lawyer that we talked to, and we didn't find anything in that test, if I remember.
No, but it's going to be all through the state. It's not going to be... Right.
But I feel much better if we got a baseline of where we are, and then if it does start to go south, we can.
Jim, did they like about the attorney that was asking about that? Have we heard anything else since we sent the test in? Is there anything else for us to do? Or
no, there's 3 points. One, no, there's nothing to do right now. Two, I believe we're being reimbursed for those tests that we did for them. And three, what was the other thing? Oh, they're going to handle all the on their end, so there's nothing to do on our end.
I just want to make sure we got everything in they needed. I think we do. Jimmy and I think we do.
We're up to date.
Cool.
And, we have two, I believe the settlement involves two different pots of money, one for compensation, one for continued monitoring. So
right. Good.
There may be an offset there down the line.
Yep. Thank you.
What did you say the capital increase of $60,000 is for, that capital outlay?
The capital outlay of equipment?
Yeah, what is
that? I haven't got to that yet, but that was going to be the next thing.
Okay.
I had it in a 5-year plan to change out the generator at Snapper Lift Station.
Oh, okay.
And because it's like, I would say probably close to 20 years old, and it needs to be replaced.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing.
That's right. Yeah.
Is that something you would finance, Arlen? Or would you have to pay for that outright?
In this budget, I planned on paying for it outright. Could we finance it? Yeah, probably. But wasn't really planning on it here.
Okay.
And the capital outlay of improvements, this is going to be more toward the south than 4th, 5th. 3rd Avenue, as soon as I get some more information about the sewer line repair. So I went on and put a placeholder in for that right there for $350,000. And that is pretty much the changes in the water and sewer operations, the increases there. Any questions?
None by me, sir.
Yeah.
Stormwater then?
Slide.
The stormwater is on slide 15.
Thank you. Well.
So as you can see, there's really not, there actually is a decrease of 59.1%. I'm going to still keep the $40,000 in for just general maintenance. For water and sewer, because you never know when you're going to need something like this.
When are we getting the pipes lined underneath the roads?
They're ordered right now.
So we're waiting on
the
material?
We're looking about 2 to 3 weeks out.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure we inform the HOA and they can tell their people.
I have already.
Thank you.
Any questions on stormwater operations?
You don't have any big projects. You just basically, we got that in case we have something that comes up.
There's some maintenance stuff, and then we have the review that Dennis asked.
Exactly.
Yeah, we might find something on the south.
When they find something down there, I would imagine there's something. And then we're still working with Sunny Point on, so I'm a little concerned about the ditch that goes to the Dow property when they do their cleaning. And so we're talking with them. They're supposed to finish and start coming back up, Ed, from Ocean now. They've started back on the other side coming back, I think,
yeah,
at this point. And so once they get that cleaned out, we're going to go back there with them and look at that.
You got all that concrete in there.
I know. Right? Well, and so once they clean out of there, we'll be able to see what we see. So that may be some work. And they're not going to want to do it.
No.
They'll let us do it, but it's not going to be easy work because it's concrete and there's two underground portions of it. So yeah. I don't even know.
Would that fall into this current year before June?
It could. We'll see. Yeah.
Because otherwise, if we think it could go into that, you know, we could actually put the $60,000 back into the...
Let's just see what we see. I'm hoping they'll do something with it, but I'm not sure, right? So we need to see what they leave us. I'm hoping to be surprised, but I'm not confident. That's where I'm at right now.
Yeah, they may leave us a mess, right?
They may. Well, they can't block it. I mean,
yeah, they won't.
If they do, they'll have to unblock it really fast. So that's why we'll be watching. That's why Jimmy and I will be going back there as soon as they clear, and while they're clearing, so they can't get out of here leaving us a mess. So we'll be going back there probably every day when they're around that section.
And they've done a good job of maintaining where they've cleared out so far, so I hope it'll continue.
Yeah, exactly
on.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll just say that the reason this is down 59% or, you know, $650,000 is because we had appropriated fund balance, as you all remember, for the project back here.
Right, that we canceled.
That we, yeah.
Any questions for me, guys?
No, sure. Nice job, Jimmy.
All right.
Just slide. That all of Jimmy's?
Yes, sir.
So if you go back to slide 6, we'll go, be able to go now more in order, I guess. So that, Mr. Police Department.
More speak, this might not hear. The majority of our increases revolve around the request of the new patrol position in order to create balance within the police department and have coverage for 24/7. That way we're not leaving an officer by themselves, especially at nighttime. The telephone and the postage increase that you see is due to jetpacks. We are having a difficult time with our computers and our radios not staying connected. The VPN kit keeps dropping on our CAD, which is our lifeline to dispatch. We cannot keep them up for some reason. We've tried a number of workarounds and we just have not found a solution. As a matter of fact, we received an email from one of our patrol sergeants last night about this, and hey, we were dropping all weekend. We can't run tags. CAD sends us, or dispatch sends us information through CAD. We can't see where we're going. We can't use our maps. We can't get keynotes about various calls, whether they're dangerous calls or not dangerous calls, so forth, so on. So we did budget for jetpacks, additional jetpacks, to try to offset that problem.
Is that like a mobile hotspot type thing?
We have them in the past, but we put new cameras in our cars and it's drawing more power. The cameras, you also use the jetpacks, our in-car cameras, and so it's reducing our ability to use our MDT the way they're meant to be used.
Who's our provider for that? Who's the carrier? Verizon? Have we told them we're having problems down here?
We have, yes. Yeah. We're talking about maybe trying to go to AT&T on those. I don't know
that they're any better out of AT&T's. I don't know what the answer is. They're all horrible. Down here with all the towers we got right here, you'd think would be great, but they're not.
Verizon right now is looking to maybe add equipment onto the south water tower.
Right.
It's a work in progress, so for a lot of different reasons. So.
Well, we hope that helps. Cell phone reimbursement did go up. Most of that is part of the new position that we're requesting. The additional person that we would be paying cell phone to, and in addition to the new position that we put on this past year, Officer Bradner, who's also our administrative assistant, she's also a sworn police officer. We did decrease travel and training, and that is to try to help offset the new position. So we did reduce that by around 15%. The maintenance of building and building equipment went up 40%. That was in large part due to some of the costs we were obtaining last year with working on the building, as well as cleaner. We had a new cleaner, and his cost was a little bit higher, so we added a little bit of additional funds there. Maintenance of auto, we decreased 28.6%. That's because we do have a lot of new vehicles now, and not having to work on older vehicles as much as we were. Auto supply and gas went down 9%. We reduced that by about $5,000. We just felt like we've been under that for the most part the last few years, so we make that adjustment towards the new position, new hire. Uniforms is down 25%. That's because we have gotten all new uniforms. Everything we have is pretty new now, so we're not having to replace any of the equipment, any of the uniforms. Contracts did go up 32%, and that's because of the new Lexipol policy program that we're using. We feel like that's an absolute necessity. And in addition, just a minor increase for the Team Keepers program that we are trying to obtain for us and the fire department. So we're incurring that cost for both of us. That'll help us keep up with vacation and sick time. We reduced minor purchase equipment by 42%. We typically stay under that, so we decided to reduce that again to try to apply to the new position cost. Capital outlay vehicles, we reduced by 36%. Did that because we're only going to purchase one vehicle this year instead of two, which we normally purchase. And then we went up 40% on computer and software services, and that was for potentially obtaining the PC3 contract to maintain all of our MDTs and in-house computers. That's something we can maybe work with. That's all of our increases.
So no new vehicles.
One.
But the one for the new man.
Well, it's for the detective. Sorry.
Yeah, it just Jamie King, Detective King, he needs a new vehicle. His is a 2013, and we're starting to have problems with it.
Okay.
The new position would just get one of our spares, because we did just get two new Explorers. We finally got those in.
So you got those spares.
We got those in, so the two cars that they replaced will allow us to have a spare.
Okay. Questions, guys, for the police department?
No questions.
All right. Fire department, Ed.
You put the slot there, maybe?
Arlen has it.
Okay, sorry. Okay, so we have a pretty low frills budget change year to year. But from the broad overview, our capital outlay decreased by $100,000, our minor equipment raised by $100,000. That was mostly just due to when we talk about our items in our five-year strategic plan. Even though a lot of our items aren't outlay items, they are budgeted to the minor equipment. So this year, our minor equipment, we have purchase of the other half of the radios. So we purchased half the radios this year. That's for the TDMA update that is supposed to go live July 1st, 2025 to 2026. And then we have the $40,000 for purchase of new fire hose. And then our capital outlay, although it decreased $100,000, we had to add the generator. So that was part of the discussion. Due to the lead time of 44 weeks, we added that to capital outlay. I believe that was right at the $70,000, correct, Arlo? Because we put a deposit down already. And the full-time personnel-related costs, that was the COLA merit increases in retirement. We did add $5,000 into building maintenance to replace the two doors beside, basically where the old bays are at, to match what the police department has. Those doors have been, we've repaired them quite a bit. They look pretty rough. And then, you know, having access to our brush truck in an emergency is important. So we added $5,000 for the replacement of those two doors. The increase in telephone was just due to the increased cost. We added one of our iPads runs off of the cell phone bill. I believe that's it for our changes.
Chief, talk about your part-time related costs, because I thought when we added those last full-time positions, that was going to decrease your need for part-time.
Yes, sir. So we currently use Wayne Bostic as part-time, and we also use two others to fill in for vacation, sick, and training days. That 6.7% increase is just like lifeguards year to year. I try to keep up with COLA and merit. So that way, 5 years down the line, we're not behind on salary. So that's just an increase in pay rate, not in changes of services.
So just so council understands, it's not just the full-time positions he's given the COLA and the merit too. Okay.
Yes, sir. And I also did the same for lifeguards to try to keep up with lifeguards as well to stay competitive.
Do you have what's your estimate for lifeguard salary this year, or hourly rate?
We put in for 6%, which brings it to $16.
$16. Okay. And your equipment increases, is that include new equipment for the new truck?
That is in this year's budget.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's in our current budget right now. We actually just put in a PO last week to purchase about half of that equipment. Although we're not receiving the engine until October, a lot of that stuff has some awkward lead time, so we're going ahead and get it now because one's in our budget, too. We have to get it in order so we can receive it before the
final. Okay. Yeah. You don't want a new truck sitting there and not having your equipment.
That's right.
All right, Ed, lifeguard next.
Okay, so the changes to the lifeguards are the same. So we increased salaries to match COLA and merit, and then we added a pickup truck. So $60,000 was estimated for a pickup truck. The one that we have now is a 2007. We used it as the old squad for the fire department, and before that it was the detective's vehicle for the police department. It's got, I think it's got close to 200,000 miles on it. We spend quite a bit of repairs on it, and it's getting where it's not cost effective. So.
And it spends a lot of time on the beach, though.
Yes, sir.
Questions about lifeguards? Or?
No, sir.
And just for everybody's knowledge, we do cover that cost through our TDA funding.
So that's included in the TDA reimbursement on the road.
Yeah.
Other local salaries. Crown Beach is trying to go to 17 an hour. Fort Fisher is at 18 an hour. And Rice Beach is trying to go to 16.50. So with us going to 16, we are a little behind. However, we currently have 33 applications. So we've always entertained other means of staying competitive outside of just the pay rate.
I mean, would they go somewhere else for a dollar an hour?
It depends. We've got a great culture. We've got a very competitive squad, so I think that's worked a lot outside of the Bay Area.
Well, I think so, too. I guess that's my point. I think as long as we stay competitive,
yes, sir.
I think we'll be fine. Okay, any other questions for Ed?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Development and compliance. That's you, Beth.
Good morning. I'd love to take credit for our beautiful budget.
What? I'm sorry.
we'll kind of go through it together.
Okay.
That's fair. Good. That's good.
Okay. It's all you, Beth. I'm just going to throw Bethany out there today. I want to see if she's awake, really.
She was definitely involved. We talked about it or whatever.
Good.
There's really not any significant changes here. It's really, you know, part of it's, I guess, developing or potentially going to be developing with any changes in that department. So right now it was really just taking the, you know, applying the assumptions that we use to the existing compensation.
Mm-hmm.
I did reduce the vehicle allowance. It was actually budgeted for a larger amount than it was. So I just brought it down to what has been the current amount. I know there's been some discussions about what to do going forward in
right.
regard to all of that. So, but right now, or just to get starting point, I assume that was going to remain at this point. So other than that, there really aren't any other significant changes. I bumped up the computer software support because it has been, that line item has been over budget the last couple of years, so I just kind of brought it in line mm-hmm. with what the actual has been. And then I think the, was a contract, you know, and you may have more on that with the...
We're currently getting some estimates for the demolition on 205 Alabama, and that hopefully looks like it's scheduled for the end of June, so if we can
nice
get
job.
That done, that's going to...
Get that in this year's budget instead of.
Well, it is something that I guess if it's enough of it's done by June 30th, which it's included with $20,000 in this current year, but we've also retained that $20,000 for next year at this point in time.
So see Jim standing up over there.
Yeah, that's good. Then we're in a 90-day waiting period.
Yeah,
90 days, I believe. Well, bottom line is this: before we can demolish. Council needs to pass an ordinance. So the question is, does the 90 days precede the June meeting date or post that meeting date? And that kind of depends on how that 20 is spent.
Can we go ahead and do a demolition, get a contractor, get under contract with them, and as soon as we go, they're ready, they can go to work?
Yeah, I think you can line it up, getting into a contract and then being obliged to terminate it on short notice.
Might be, it might not be worth it. Okay.
But you could line it up.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to line it up just if we can get it done in that last couple of days, but it's going to be real close.
And then it would actually be having it completed, I guess, by June 30th. You know, we get into
right.
a little bit of gray area there in regard to paying for it. So that's why we've just, again, kind of just rolled the budget
that's
the
right.
same amount
fine.
Over at this point.
That raises an interesting question I hadn't thought about. Does demolition include debris removal?
Yeah, it should.
Yeah.
I've been in a demolition case before where it didn't, so I thought I'd check on that. Thank you.
Any questions for Arlen or Beth? Yeah, and this may be a case, y'all, where we have to make some adjustments right before our next budget meeting, depending on the employee status when that's finalized. So that may be something that we have a little bit of we'll have to adjust here or there.
Yeah, I was going to ask about vehicle.
Yeah, I think.
Would that be?
That'd be this year, I guess.
Year?
Well, yeah, and it depends, I guess, how you would want to proceed with that.
Yeah.
And if need be, you know, if it's this year, if it's before June 30th, we would end up doing a budget amount.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if we were buying something new, again, I'm not sure what the thoughts are there. You know, very possible maybe we look at a potential loan, but then depending on what the cost was.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Nikki.
Thank you, Mayor. The 7.3% increase to personnel, full-time personnel, is strictly based on the increase per the budget guidelines set by the finance department. We did bump our part-time personnel-related costs up. We added just over 100 hours into that fund. It'll help with event coverage, and it'll also how we're paying the person who helps us open facilities on nights and weekends is coming out of that fund now instead of somewhere else. So that's where that increase comes from. Other town events and children family programming increases, those are just due to inflation, the ever-increasing rise of putting on events, but that money is also typically reimbursed through ROT funds as well. So our professional consulting fees, that was the Joe Eakes Park preliminary sketch plan. We're going to use some money in that budget for revisions when we hear back from Matsu and if, you know, any changes council wants to implement, but we did decrease that by $20,000. So overall, the arts and art budget is decreases by 0.1% or $300.
Arlen, could we possibly take that part-time related cost and use ROT funds for that, like we do?
Yeah, I mean, if there's enough ROT funds, I guess, right. so that's possible, yeah.
I mean, I'm just looking for other ways to use ROT funds.
So. Rentals and events would both be tourism. Mm-hmm.
I think the other towns are getting creative with how they're spending the money. I mean, I know that that wouldn't be a major amount of money, but it could be helpful.
I think the issue is we use it all every year, right?
Well, we don't.
We don't.
Oh, we don't. Oh,
we don't.
But for this budget year, I've increased it significantly from what I think it's projected. We'll use about $730,000.
Right.
So we're starting to get to the upper limit of that amount, I guess. But it's all things definitely to consider. I mean, you know, if there's funds available, yeah, the part-time costs, definitely. There's other things that I talked with Mike and Brandon about, too. I haven't built it in here, but the full-time police officer. I mean, how much of that
right.
necessity is because of tourism? So that's another potential use of ROT funds, but I haven't done it in this budget because of where we are in regards to other uses.
Okay.
Just in the TDA meeting last week, Rightful Beach asked for a couple fixed message board type things. I mean, we might even could do something like that for some of those mobile message boards that in the future when we use them for special events, and then we would have them to use during storms and other type events too. So, Rightful's thing was, they're going out there with a box of letters still and putting the letters in the thing, and they'll be able to change it from their computer. So we follow what the other towns are doing and trying to keep up with and steal their ideas if we can or whatever. So
that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because we've got to use those funds somehow.
Yeah, I think we should.
And we expanded a lot this year with everything we incurred at Joe Weeks Park.
Yep.
Expanded that this time too, which also included the tennis court, basketball court resurfacing, or whatever. Mm-hmm. It was all included in our reimbursement.
I mean, we've got people using our facilities for tournaments and stuff now. They're bringing in people from out of town where it may be, it does have an impact on it, so might as well use it for that. Any other questions for Nikki with Parks and Recreation? No. Community Center.
Budgets staying the same.
That committee is working. We're trying to find a focus and a something for them to do. We're struggling a little bit right now, but it's moving on good. It really is. Y'all tell me when you want to take a break. If anybody wants to take a break, we'll keep going. But okay. When we're good, if you feel like you need to, we'll take a break. Okay. Let's just keep rolling. Governing body, Arlen.
That would be me.
No, that's you. I'm sorry.
So, governing body, have an 8.1% increase. It looks like, I'm looking at our one. Hold on, switch pages.
Okay.
Yeah. Here you go.
Sorry. For governing body. Not 8.1%. We have contributions that are up for you guys. We have a CB inlet dredging invoice, and Arlen will go over the contributions with you, but we have a 24% increase. 0.3%.
And the biggest thing is the contributions. So we're going to do that now, Arlen.
Yeah, we'll do that. And if you skip to slide 22, that's where I just put a little information about who's requested funding, the amounts, and just the last couple years of history too for the different organizations. So Pleasure Island Chamber of Commerce, they, as like last year, they are asking for $30,000. I think when they were here at the last council meeting, that primarily relates to the concerts and the Kite Festival. And last year they asked for $30,000, and council approved $25,000. Historic Preservation Society has asked for $5,000, just like last year. Island of Light, same amount as last, or the last number of years, $1,200. The Help Center had previously asked for $1,500, they asked for $1,800 this year. The Senior Center has typically been around $2,000, they are asking for $5,000. I guess they have a number of issues with their building. In particular, it needs a new roof. Mm-hmm. And so they, that's why they're asking for more funding, not only from us, but also Carolina Beach too. And then, as we heard just a little while ago this morning, the North Carolina Aquarium Society has made a request for $10,000. That was the first time we've ever received a request from them. So that first subtotal there, total government body budget, that's what I've built into the council budget, the amounts as requested. Typically, I mean, you'll, I guess, go through each one of those and determine how much you would really like to fund the requests we receive. And then the Sea Turtle project, they're asking for $5,400, consistent with prior years, and that's actually included in the Building Inspector and Code Enforcement budget.
And required by our beach renourishment.
Correct.
All right.
And I do have the applications. If anybody would want to see any of the applications that we received for these organizations, I have those here.
I got a question first about the Senior Center. The building is owned by Carolina Beach, correct?
I don't think so.
I was told that the town owns the land, but the center owns the building, if you can imagine that. So I don't know if they have like a
100-year lease or something, yeah.
Okay,
but
so
that's what I've heard. They own the building.
So, but the senior program, is that run through the Council of Government, through the Division of Aging, or is...
I don't know if it's the same as like the Senior Center up on in Wilmington or not.
Or is that a county? Or is that a county program? I'm just curious. I don't know if they say in their application.
Doesn't really say.
Council of Governments, KFAIR Council of Governments Resource KB Senior Center.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's on their Council of Governments.
I know that the Council of Government administers the funds for the Department of Aging, so that may be where they get their major funding. They were going to do a fundraiser. Was that fundraiser to pay for this roof?
Yeah, they were. Did they have the fundraiser or did they delay it?
They delayed it,
yeah.
They had it like 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon.
Yeah, so they delayed
like
it.
They rescheduled it. Okay.
Did they say why they asked for an increase?
Because of the new roof.
Just because of the new roof?
Because they're estimating the cost to replace the roof at $30,000.
Oh, it must be more than just the roof that's wrong.
Well, that's not...
Under.
That wouldn't be out of line for if it's a flat roof and there's damage. And
yeah, that's what I was alluding to. There must be damage.
Yeah.
It's a small building.
Any thoughts about, I'm just kind of going down the list. Everybody else is pretty much in line with our request from the previous year. The Help Center is up $300, which is not a major amount. Friends of Fort Fisher have not requested money for the last few years. And then David and I, for Connie and Dennis, David and I were in a meeting with the aquarium folks with Carolina Beach, and it was more to talk about water and sewer needs for the future and that type of stuff. And this is when the request that Carolina Beach was And David, you jump in here. Caroline Beach was going to make a donation or give to the aquarium. So they came to us too. And we said, we told them to do it through the budget process and we consider something. We didn't give them a dollar amount. And then they came in with $10,000. I'm assuming that that's in line with what Caroline Beach was going to give.
I mean, I'm sure when you check, they'll tell us.
Yeah.
Or Arlen asked, they'll give it. We'll just see what they're doing. So from my perspective, it's like the senior center and the help center are things that help citizens. The Chamber of Commerce asking for $5,000 more, we didn't give them their 30 last year. I don't know why we're paying the Chamber of Commerce, but we have been historically, but I don't know that.
That covers the concert that it, the Air Force.
Yeah, okay, whatever. I'm just saying. Yeah. Like, and I assume that one we also get TDA money for as well.
Yeah, I always submit that. And what I actually built into the budget this year was not only that, but also the aquarium, if you decide to.
Right. So both those are coming from TDAs, not from...
And for the Kite Festival, too. I mean, that's Kite Festival and the concert. So.
Right. And that's what they had asked for last year, again, at 30, the request, and then council approved 25.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but at least for me personally, you know, we have a significant number of seniors that use the resources of the senior center, and then the help center is just for anyone. I've always been frustrated that they don't ask more, and during COVID I was kind of frustrated with their food bank and what they were doing, and the town did a great job during COVID. I really appreciate what the staff did for getting food up there. So
you're doing a food drive right now, aren't you, Nikki?
Yeah,
and
I appreciate you continue doing that.
And we have like $10,000 in donations.
That's right.
A lot of people turn their COVID relief money in. It was obvious when they get $1,200 checks. You know,
that's right.
Giving that to the help center. So our citizens have already stepped forward for them.
But I think helping the senior center, it, you know, is way more valuable to our citizens than the Chamber of Commerce stuff, which is, I know they're different money, but as we're debating it, those are ones, if we don't like these numbers, at least from my perspective, we should be cutting the Chamber of Commerce, not the senior center and the help center for the little amount they're asking for. That's just my perspective for council.
And what did the aquarium say they wanted the $10,000 for? Just general?
They're trying to raise all that money.
They're trying to raise all that money.
Well, no, I wonder if they were specific that it's for fundraising or is it just, you know,
That's why they came this morning.
That's right.
So I think they talked about just for their building.
That's right.
So this is just to go to the building.
And for their salt water.
Right.
Or the
which
salt
will
water
be good. Yeah. The salt water well. They're trying to.
Let me go back to the salt water well. David and Jimmy, have you sort of scoped out what the impact is going to be in a decrease in water?
Arlen can tell us to the penny. Yes, Arlen can tell us to the penny. So the issue is, it's fairly significant because, well, I don't think it's fairly significant. It's probably $130,000 a year, I think was the number I sort of remember.
Yeah.
But we did look at it. Mm-hmm. And there's two parts to that. Part one is, we charge them water and sewer for it. Not just water, because they don't have a sewer meter that's working. And then two, they're extraterritorial, so their water rate is double the rate in town.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's so much. But, you know, we'll be making less water, but it will impact our rates a little bit, but it's negligible, I think. Arlen, you might check me on that. I mean, yeah. It's not zero.
I'm not that hopeful, but
yeah, I'd have to go back and look. I can gather that and let everybody know. But
yeah.
I think it's going to have a bigger impact than we think.
Okay.
So the aquarium could have put in a sewer meter originally, but they elected just to not put that meter in. And just pay us the water and sewer rates. I mean, we've done that for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
But they dumped that extra water out into the marshy area.
Right. So They did have a sewer meter, and then it stopped working. They never repaired it.
Okay.
So they did, and they're trying to put one back in this new construction. They told Carolina Beach about it, not us.
That's not the aquarium, though, right? It's the sewer meter problem. It's the
sewer meter problem is that the Arlene Banks,
right?
No, but there. I think the aquarium originally, a long time ago, but then it went away, and it sort of went away. We don't. I'll talk to you offline. But regardless, right now, I mean, it is not going to, like, double our water rates or anything. That's not going to be that kind of impact,
well,
right?
Yeah, it's not going to be.
There will be an impact, but it'll be fairly small. Arlen will have to figure it out, and we'll go through the same discussion we do about water rates. Do we do it on the base rate, or do we do it on the high users? Which I think everyone in the room knows what I think about that. But there will be an impact, but it's not going to be zero. And it's not going to be till next year's budget, probably, the way they're going. I don't think. Yeah.
But we're preaching to be people be conservative on our water usage.
That's right.
And so this will be a, it should be a,
it's positive, a good thing.
It should
that's
be a
exactly
good thing.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing. Them throwing water away, it's not good. I 100% agree. But it will be a cost thing for our citizens because they're defraying some of our citizens' costs. Because we're not paying to treat the sewer part of that, but they're being charged for it right now.
Arlen, for the purposes of the budget, why don't you check with Carolina Beach and see how much they're planning on donating?
Okay.
Because, I mean, Mayor Barbie already pretty much committed to it in that meeting that's what they were going to do. They were going to do something. And then the, y'all, let's talk about the chamber thing a little bit. I mean, If we were giving the money to the chamber just to do with how they saw fit, but they're basically spending it on programs, just like what we're providing.
Yep.
Y'all are finding out that bands are costing more and that type of stuff, Nikki?
Yeah, there's been slight increases. Mm-hmm. They provide sound, audio for theirs, so that I think.
So they're providing their own audio down there, where we require our folks to provide their own.
Right, so ours are cheaper in that regard.
If I recall from last year, I think the major increase, reason for requesting that much was because of the changes they were making to the kite festival. Mm-hmm. And they did include activities here in Curie Beach. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's not that
they're
not focusing on that. And I think we compromised last year and said 30,000 was a little bit much, but 25. I mean, I'd be good with 25 again. I wouldn't oppose that, given the fact that you got the concerts and you have the Kite Festival, which is becoming, you know, quite the event for the entire island and in Curie Beach in particular.
Well, if it fits in with the TA money, I'm fine with 30. If we're having to support it from the general fund, then I agree with Dennis.
I agree with that.
So I think it depends on where Arlen says he has to get the money from. If it's out of the TDA and we're not using all the TDA, then fine. At least from my perspective, right?
Yeah, I mean, I can look at that.
All right.
Yeah, I mean,
if we're in agreement.
Yeah.
It is coming out of TDA.
Yeah, so,
okay.
Now,
use,
you know, we already talked about, like, well, Parks and Rec,
that's right.
Part-time person. There's also police department, new employee, or, you know, so we have other uses we could, you know, potential uses for TDA.
Well, that's why I ask if we've used it all or not yet, right?
It's really up to you. I mean, it really comes down to
If you have a creative solution, we should use all of it we're allowed to use.
Right.
If they're, and creative is not the right word, an appropriate solution that fits the requirements.
Yeah, that's right.
And Mr. Attorney, was that a little better?
Sounds good to me.
and that's why I think, you know, we do have, you know, again, earlier, you know, I talked with the police department, you know, about that could be a potential, even to say half of the cost of a new officer is probably reasonable.
Right.
And you know, Nikki has a good point, you know, also the part-time person. So, you know, we do have other uses, but again, it really comes down to how much you want to donate to the or give to the Chamber of Commerce, I think so.
Well, I have more trouble donating to the Aquarium Society than I do the Chamber of Commerce.
There.
So why don't you see what they're doing, and then we'll, I don't see this being a significant amount of money with the shortfall that we have, but at least we can look at it and see. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree with that. Yes, sir.
All right. Mandy, anything else legal or emergency management elections, anything?
Yeah, Arlen has me next going with.
Okay.
You ready for me to get administration, Arlen?
Which one do you want? You want legal?
Either way.
Well, right there, if I have your emergency management, it's just flat with that.
Yes,
yeah,
flat.
My emergency management hasn't changed. I always keep $2,500 in there in case we need it for storms. I usually use it for fuel, but I didn't increase that or decrease it. For administration, personnel-related costs that increased are what were in the budget guidelines provided by Arlen. We had a retiree medical expense decrease of 11.2%, and Arlen usually adjusts my budget for that, so I'm not really sure.
And one person is shifting from, one of our retirees has gone from the normal insurance to a Medicare supplement.
So yeah, that, so that drops it.
Mm-hmm. So that's the main reason, because it's such a significant difference between the two types of coverage. So.
My utilities, I increased by $1,000 just because of however Arlen does our utilities out of my budget. He does control that, I don't. So I wasn't sure kind of what our electricity bills and all that was, so I increased it.
And I guess we've heard how
Duke
has increased rates,
especially.
They requested, it hadn't been approved yet, I don't think.
I think some of the street light increases.
Yeah, so I missed those.
So some of that's already happened.
I mean, some parking lots have went up too. I got to look at that. Thank you.
Damn power company.
No, we like electricity. Look at us all burning it up right here. There you go. We can turn the AC down.
My maintenance of buildings has increased. I had a 9.8% increase in that. We do have quarterly testing done now. Since our renovations, and then I have blinds coming in certain areas and a couple of other little things like that.
We appreciate
that. Not a significant increase comparing to what I've spent in past years in maintenance of buildings, but I've increased our supply line item in this budget by $1,000, just cost of living and things going up. Insurance, I don't have our invoice for that yet, so I always allow for a 10% increase on that, and I have everyone's insurance in my budget, so that's what that is. My other increase was meeting and events expense. Catering has gone through the roof. Food is just, you guys know because y'all all grocery shop too, it's just expensive. So all of my meeting expenses have increased. The only way I can see to decrease it is to not do food.
How about bring your own?
Yeah, we can do a bring your own breakfast or lunches. So that's my $1,000 increase there. I increased our employee recognition by $500. A lot of things that come out of employee recognition that people don't think about are funerals, you know, that kind of thing. And so those costs have also gone up. Computer software service and support, I have a 5% increase in, just because I always have annual increases with those companies as well, and that allows me some extra money in there for computers or things like that that need to be replaced. So overall, I had a 6.1% increase in my general fund budget for admin.
You just want to shift to the water and sewer side?
Yes. Do you want me to hit attorney first and do all of my general, or do you want me to just... Okay. So, I have 4.8% increase in my legal services for the town, not other things, but for the town. We lean on our town attorney a lot. All departments do, and I cover the legal budget for everyone. Mm-hmm. So I did allow a 4.8% increase there. And we have some projects going on. So when we need to call him, we need to call him. So that's what that is. All right, now we can do the general fund. We're doing the government first. I don't have any increases in my government budget there.
Yeah, they're both on the
Okay.
Okay,
and going into admin, personnel statements before.
So if we move to slide 13, that just
thank you.
There's some departments that are also split in mm-hmm. admin, council, and finance.
Mm-hmm. And this is what percentage now? 35?
Admin and council are 60% to the
60-40.
40% to mm-hmm. the sewer. And finance is a little bit different. That's 45% to the general fund and 55% to the towards.
Because of water bill collections yeah. and stuff.
Right.
Now, my legal budget's 80-20. 80% general, 20% water.
Yep.
So, my personnel related cost in the water fund, again, 8.1%. That was as provided by Arlen. Again, the decrease in my retiree medical expense, utilities, the same. Basically, all of mine are pretty much the same at a 40% increase. If I added 1,000, I added the other 40% into the water fund. And that's really it. I don't have significant. I don't have anything that I'm particularly asking for this year. Mine mainly falls in supplies and insurance. And
when will you know about the insurance? Closer to June?
Yeah, it's closer to June.
Well, hopefully by June. Yeah. Hopefully by the time we adopt the budget.
Hopefully, maybe even by the next budget meeting, and then later this month, we may have it.
Yeah, it just depends. It's
the same thing with workers' comp. But we that insurance we put in every department, but I only estimated it at this point because we haven't.
Yeah, I heard.
I bet he's close.
Yeah.
He always is.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't have any major projects this year except for, you know, increases in my building and maintenance and supplies and mm-hmm. meetings.
Okay, let's do the finance department and we'll take a break before we get into revenue numbers. All right,
that's perfect.
Well, we have one other thing before the committee budget.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
I don't think there's any. So I received requests from the Shoreland Access Committee and from Bike Ped Committee.
Oh, yeah.
So, and why did I just listed out here what they said they wanted to use funds for? So Shoreland Access, they asked for $10,425. And you can see the different categories, replace, lost and damaged signs,
mm-hmm.
their brochure that they put out, COs, and then just some giveaway items like educational kind of things. So
mm-hmm.
also very similar to what they normally ask for. And bike pad, same thing. They're normal type of things for the committee member education. They could usually go to a conference, I believe.
Yeah, bike walk and see.
And then some of the educational materials for the public. Ask for some money for their traffic garden, and then something that was this spot lane connector beautification. So it's in line, as you see, with pretty much what was asked for last year for between the two committees.
Cool.
Any questions on committees? Mm-hmm. So we can move on to finance. And the increases are in range, you know, as everyone said, with what we did with that compensation. That's the main part of it. The other part is fees that we pay, bank fees, payroll processing fees, and the larger increase is credit card fees. We did change our philosophy, so there is a cost to that. I know it's good for the residents to a certain extent, but they're not paying transaction fees. But somebody has to pay for those,
mm-hmm.
so we're absorbing them. Even though we get special rates, especially for the utility payments,
mm-hmm.
water and sewer, it's still expensive,
mm-hmm.
bottom line. So that's part of that increase. You're also going to see some of that in the water sewer fund also, so mm-hmm. that's not the entire increase.
But by people doing that online, did that decrease the amount of work that, like, Denise?
When they pay online, all we have to do is push a button, and it applies the payment. We're actually doing very well. We have probably over 700 people now, or 700 accounts that are paying online. So that's a good thing, except for this side of that equation, which is the credit card fees go up as we get
people. I mean, I was paying online before, and it's cheaper now. So.
Oh yeah, now you have.
It's worth it to the citizens too. So.
Yeah, there's no cost to the citizen now to do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's costing them less. It's just in their taxes instead of every time they transact. But it is saving us money, so it's the right thing.
Yeah, and we're in some cases, we're getting the money quicker. In some cases, there are the majority of the people have definitely selected that option, like pay on the due date.
Yes.
So on the 15th of the month, we probably get 300 to 350 payments through this process or whatever, but we're not going to complain. You know, the bulk of those are good. As you heard at the council meeting, where we did have to add a new fee for return e-checks. So, so people that are taking that process, we've had a couple of those so far where the e-check payment got rejected for insufficient.
Gosh, you'd think most people would have some type of overdraft protection on their account.
But most people's not everybody.
Typically get about 10 return checks a year, paper checks or whatever also. So.
Yeah.
Well, 10 a year, really not that.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a significant thing, but, it,
it's a collision system. Yeah. Cool.
There's also the water and sewer side to finance, I guess, which I'll...
15.
That's 14. Similar. Again, the personnel-related costs are, as we discussed, and that's where you see the other side of the bank payroll and credit card fees. Since there's a larger percentage that's gone to this fund, I mean, that's why it's a larger increase. Also, the postage rates went up, so there's an increase of the postage expense here. We do actually get a reduced rate by the company we're using that prints and mails our bills, so it's we're actually doing better there than we did in the past.
So how many of our accounts are doing the e-bills?
Probably about 200 a month.
See, I'd like to, it'd be nice if that number, it looks like if you were out of town, you'd do that instead of having it mailed to your...
Right, yeah, and then that would bring down our printing and mailing costs. Mm-hmm. But so far it's probably about 200. Any question on finance? Mm-hmm. We can just hit the last couple things here that are fairly simple. Tax collection, there's no change. That's what we pay to New Hanover County. Right. The only way this would change is if, right at this point in time, is if there were a change to our tax rate that would impact this.
Well, when do they reassess again? Next year? Because they moved it fast, so it's
good. Another year, if not two. Paid parking, I have increased that. We did meet with Premium Parking. Their budget is increasing. They're just like everybody else. Their labor costs and other things are increasing. Even for this current year, we're in now, we may have to do a budget amendment even before June 30th to adjust this year's budget a little bit. So, in addition to, I guess, we have some of our own costs that we encourage us for, I think cleaning, right? There's cleaning of their area, so that's included here also. Debt service, a little bit of a reduction. We even though we've added a couple loans, we've paid off a couple loans, so that's actually down a little bit for next year.
And we're getting close on some sizable loans, aren't we?
The public works land will be paid off, I guess, next year. That'll be with one more payment, so next March, I think. We're getting closer on the Oceanfront Park. That probably still has 2 to 3 years left on it. So, and then the other big one, the biggest one, is this building, a fire station, that loan that has a number of years.
Yeah.
And also the next largest, I believe, is the water meter replacement project. So that has probably, you know, at least 7 to 8 more years on that one also.
How long do we go on those?
The water meters, I think we did 10.
Good, I was getting ready to say, because I hope we didn't do 20 or something.
Oh, yeah,
their water meter's in.
I didn't want to go that long, even though they're supposed to last that long.
Yeah, but you did the right thing. Yeah. Yeah, you did the right
thing. Yeah, I think that's
cool. Good.
I think we had that conversation. Yeah. All right, that it from the expenses side?
All right.
Nice. Let's take about a, how long y'all take? 10 minutes?
At least 10.
Let's do 10 minute break.
In the restroom.
Let's take a 10 minute break and we'll be back. Start in on the revenue side. Which is page 16.
Page 16, yes, sir.
So we'll start with general fund revenue. So I just put it into the major categories.
Just a second, excuse me, before we get started. Let's talk about what I'd like to do is go through our revenue part of this, and then hopefully that'll time out about lunchtime. And then we'll come back for the fun part when everybody's sleeping.
Ouch.
All right. So go ahead.
So I'll start with general fund revenue, and I start with property taxes, our most significant source of revenue. And here there is a projected $46,000 increase that has nothing to do with the tax rate. It's just the estimated valuation provided by the New Hanover County Tax Department. We're due for an update. They usually do about two, sometimes three updates during the course of the budget season. It usually doesn't change much. So I received one about 3 weeks ago. I'll probably get another one in maybe a week or two. I think the tax base estimate, I have on a different slide. It's a little over $1.3 billion. That includes the motor vehicle number.
And that'll get us, I mean, will they give you a pretty decent number before we adopt the budget?
Yeah, and usually the first estimate is a pretty good number.
Yeah.
Because it's only some minor things that come in from their, what they call discoveries and some other adjustments. It's going to be minimal changes.
Right.
And it could change either way, up or down. So.
Okay.
Sales tax, I'm actually just budgeting a small decrease in relation to the current year budget. We're still doing okay, and we're increased year over year in the actual numbers. Maybe went a little too optimistic on last year's budget by a little bit. But the growth in sales tax revenue is definitely flattening out. Went crazy the last couple of years, but. I think we're in that cycle, and all the projections are a major slowdown in actual sales tax revenue. Not decreasing, but definitely a slowdown in the amount of increase. Paid parking, budgeting an increase there, being optimistic, looking at what we've done in the last couple years, and in particular last season. This is a little bit different because when we budget for the fiscal year, we're covering, it's half of one parking season and half of the next parking season. So kind of basing this off of what we did last year, and also looking at what premium is forecasting, I go more on what we did last year than the forecast. So I've actually, in comparison to the actual for last season, I think I reduced it just a little bit, you know, in case we have any, you know, weekends that are not the greatest weather that could impact our revenue. TDA, we kind of talked about as we went along a little bit, but I'm budgeting that we will use about $730,000. And what I put over in the box to the far right is, okay, how do we get to the $730,000? So it's the entire lifeguard budget. Oceanfront Park and Joe Weeks Park maintenance. So those two things combined, and the maintenance also includes like landscaping and, you know, all of those expenses. The Oceanfront Park entertainment, so that's within Nikki's budget with like the the concerts that are done at the OHA and the children program and some of the other things. And I also included that Pleasure Island Chamber request at the full amount asked for to start with, and also the full amount of the request. So all those things together add up to around $730,000. So, and I think that's about, we're getting to the upper limit on what we may have available. I'll look at it one more time. We may be able to put a little bit more into this budget yet and include some of those things that we talked about with the Parks and Rec part-time or the police, new police officer. But we're getting pretty close to our upper limit. Garbage and recycle fees showed a little bit of increase. What I'm anticipating, we haven't received any information yet about recycle rate increase, but if it's like every other year, we can expect to get one. So we'll, hopefully we'll hear something on that soon. So what I've done is just forecasted what I think maybe could be an increase in, those fees or the expenses from the provider, and then we would, just increase the fee to cover those costs.
I mean, but they could increase our fees monthly, couldn't they?
They could increase at any point in time based on their increase of costs, I guess, with whoever the, what they call them.
Yeah, but the contract doesn't let them do it any, every month?
If they had an increase in their costs, they would have to show us the reason, who they provide, I forget the name of the company, what was
right.
It? Sunoco?
Sunoco, yeah. Yeah,
so we have a month-to-month contract?
No, it's... No, but
it's based on the cost of recyclables.
Yes, and that's why at one point in time we did have one year we had at least two, if not three increases during the course of the year.
Okay.
And now it's kind of stabilized a little bit more, but not to the extent that we don't get some kind of increase passed on to us. Like the last couple of years was in the 3% range. So that's kind of what I factored into here. Is that we potentially could see a increase in recycling costs, which would then cause us to a little bit of an increase in revenue as we adjusted the recycle fee. Franchise and utility taxes, there's three components. The electricity sales tax, which is the majority of this. There's also a telecommunication tax and a video programming. Those two are on the decline and have been for a number of years. I mean, the telecommunication has nothing to do with cell service. It's like landline. So that's definitely decreased and continues to. So the major component there is the electricity sales tax, which is probably at least $230,000 of the $264,000 number there. Investment earnings, I've shown a fairly sizable increase. I've been putting more and more funds into the North Carolina Capital Management Trust, which is one of the few that we can invest in. Trying to keep less money in the bank, actually, at this point in time. So that's the main reason for this. I guess the thing that could hurt us, and I try to factor it a little bit, is if the Fed cuts rates, between now and over the life of this budget, that's going to lower our rate of return a little bit. So I tried to estimate a little reduction in that if that were the case. Building permits, camera fees, and I shouldn't put that impact into the system. It's pretty much just building permit, camera fees, and then fire inspection fees. So pretty much flat with the estimates for the current year. The cell tower rents that we receive from Verizon and US Cellular and AT&T, the normal increases that we receive for those. I don't want to factor in this potential new additional equipment by Verizon at this point because I think there's still a lot of hurdles to overcome with that. Sales tax refund, as you know, we have to pay sales tax, but then we submit a request for reimbursement and get the money back the next year. So that's just an estimate based on our projected spending for the year.
Or would that be a little bit higher because of the new public works building?
Yeah, when we actually start that, not knowing the timing or whatever, but yes, bottom line is yes, because we'll, the contractors have to send us the amount of sales tax they paid, and then yes, we can include that.
We can include that for reimbursement.
Or do we not give big contracts a statement of whatever it's called, so they don't even pay sales tax? We don't do that? Okay. Well, I know on my big construction projects for manufacturing, I do that, and then they don't pay it, so we don't have to do the reimbursement thing.
Right, but we have to, the way it's set up for local governments, we have to pay. We even pay a, let's say we have purchases during the course of the month.
Right.
That we did not have to get charged tax on. We have to submit a payment on those, like paying the tax, so that then
we can get it back. Wow. Okay. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Which is in itself time-consuming to do, or whatever, because you have to do it by county.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's amazing.
The smart thing would be just make a local government tax exempt.
I know.
Well,
that's what at Corning on my big project. So the manufacturing equipment is zero tax rate, I think, or something like that. But I know we have to provide waivers to all our vendors. That's interesting that I didn't realize that. Cool.
Yeah, so our sales tax went way up during when we built this building.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we had like 100+ thousand of reimbursements at that point in time. So yeah, it will go up when we start that process.
Wow.
Community Center, Parks and Rec, Street Festival, Bluefish, I kind of combined a bunch of things. So we're pretty even with last year. I think Nikki had projected some increases in a couple things. You know, the market fees, I think there was, and maybe the program rentals, I think. So, I don't know, maybe a couple decreases, but all nets out too with like an increase of $1,600. ABC rental, again, I look at ABC store rent, revenue. I look at what we get. This year we got a special profit distribution. I can't really count for that next year, so it may or may not happen. Probably not, because I can only think of one other time that we got something like that. So otherwise, you know, just projecting a small increase. Town facility rentals, you know, Nikki goes through that and gives me some numbers, you know, based on, I guess, current activities. So small increase there. Motor vehicle license tax, that's $5 on everybody's registration. That's been pretty flat. You know, the number of vehicles stays relatively consistent from year to year. Beer and wine tax is something we get from the state. So estimating approximately $10,000, not no significant change there. Parking fines, civil citations, court fees, and the parking is non-premium parking related, so these would be just things issued by the police department, keeping that consistent. The all other revenue category, there's a number of small things, but I just listed the three largest things over to the right, which are sales of surplus property, special events, and then re-entry decal set sales, so people that buy, they get the two for free for the hurricane re-entry decals, but a lot of people want additional ones, and we sell those for $20 each. This current year we're in now, we actually had an appropriation of fund balance of $170,629. Right now, I'm not including that. That's just something we'll need to talk about as we proceed today. And then other financing is loans that we take. I listed out the proposed financing included in this the fiscal year 25 budget. So it's the police vehicle, the garbage truck, and the ocean rescue truck. So those three things, you know, would be about $380,000 in financing. So that's the components of the general fund budget. Does anybody have any questions on that?
Arlen, is there a magic number for fund balance before the local government commission will start asking questions?
Well, really, they're going to look at statistics and they're going to compare us to other towns with similar size general fund budgets. That's how they do it now. So it's hard to say. That number can change from year to year a little bit, what they're actually looking for. So.
Okay.
I don't know if that...
That'd be interesting to see what other places do.
Yeah, and they're all over the place, and they use that average. I mean, we're in the category now, I think, of, I forget their ranges. I think it's 1 million to 10 million range, I think, of general fund budget. So, and they look at state averages, and, you know, there can be so many differences between, because you could have a town in, on the coast versus a, you know, a town in the middle of the state that have very different requirements or whatever, too, so.
Make you have a lot smaller fund balance too,
yeah. But also different. We may want to keep a larger fund balance in case there's a storm.
Exactly. That's what my point is. Yeah, exactly.
But Arlen, do they look when they look at it? They're looking at the expenditures as a percent of the fund balance, or that's what they're looking at.
Right.
And so when we look at this year, where are we at our percent?
I'd have to go back and take a look at that. I know, I think at the retreat I did where we were, mm-hmm. and we were well above averages or whatever.
So we're well above, like, the other
right.
towns.
I don't remember what the numbers were exactly off the top of my head, but,
yeah, but we're
well above where we would be required to be. If we started to decrease our fund balance, you know, we may get some questions from the state treasurer's office about, you know, what's going on or what, but
right, okay.
And they're much more restrictive on that than they used to be.
Yeah, definitely.
Because some people got in trouble.
Yeah, some people that,
like our neighbors.
Well, yeah, but there's other places that are just burning up. I mean, you think about it, if you do major projects and pay for it out of fund balance every year, your fund balance will start dropping in double-digit numbers every year. So you might go from 80, they might have 60 or 70% fund balance, and they drop back to 50% because they think it's just spending a rainy day fund.
Right, and the LGC has started a lot, have been for a number of years now, of your transfers between funds.
Mm-hmm.
And it can actually prevent you from borrowing money where you would need the LGC approval if you go through that process. That if you're taking money from your general fund, let's say, to bump up your water and sewer fund, or even vice versa, they could actually say no to your financing request because they don't want you doing that, to kind of bump up each fund, you know, one source to another. So. Not that we've had that issue. So.
We had a landfill fund in High Point, and if we were doing something major, instead of financing, we would borrow from our own fund and then pay it back. But it was, I know they wouldn't have liked.
Yeah, now you have to do all types of reporting.
On yeah.
Those. Unassigned, we're 57.6%. It's on slide 44 of the budget retreat.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're in great shape.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, were there any questions on the general fund revenue?
No.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Water and sewer. I'm actually forecasting a decrease for next year, and the reason I'm doing that is I'm looking at where we are right now in this current year. And I don't think, unless something drastically changes for April, May, and June, we're not even going to hit the budget for this year in water and sewer.
Some people using less services?
Yeah.
Good.
So.
David's points are coming across finally. So with people.
Well, we you know,
we had rain. We had better weather too.
We had less, you know, for a number of reasons. Probably, you know, one is something that we increase the tiers 20% in this, you know, so that sometimes tends to make people
conserve.
So,
yep.
But the downside is, so now, yep. Now we're, you know, looking at a potential issue in water and sewer, I guess, in regard to the reduced.
But if we have rain at the right time, other thing, people won't use their irrigation. If they're more thoughtful about using their irrigation system,
yeah,
it causes all those things.
Yeah, or if they convert to systems that actually monitor the moisture instead of just pumping it out there, which helps us on stormwater runoff and everything else. So it's a triple play, but the downside is, okay, then you got to pay more rates to make up the deal.
Right. So that's the reason I'm showing the decrease for both water charges and sewer charges. You know, that could probably be fine once we get a little more, get through the month of April a little bit, maybe a better idea, but it's not going to be anything significant.
No, you're probably right. Good.
It's just, you know, January, February, and March are definitely our slow, low consumption months by far. So. Mm-hmm. Water and sewer tap fees, showing just a small increase, you know, based on, estimated building activity. We, unfortunately, have also seen an increase maybe in the number of irrigation water taps also. So factoring all that in, cutoff and reconnection fees, I'm showing a somewhat sizable increase, percentage-wise, maybe not so much dollars, but with our new software, accounting software, and billing software, we can do things a little bit differently than we used to in the past, where we had to go in and do a lot of things manually. So it's easier for us now to identify exactly who should be cut off, and we're actually charging the $60 at the time of cutoff, not at the time of reconnection. So, which is very consistent with what a lot of other towns do. So before it was reconnected, we did it. Now it's, so based on those changes, projecting an increase there, and based on what we've seen over the last year with the new software. Same thing with that account past due charges. We can do that much easier, much more efficiently, much more thoroughly too. So based on that, we're probably averaging close to 175 to 200 accounts per month that are being charged a $10 late fee. So.
Jeez.
I might be one of them sometimes. So. I'm traveling in the wrong sequence. Yeah.
And whoever meets, it doesn't matter who they are.
That's right.
But if you sign up,
I know. Whatever. Yeah. Appreciate all the help. I'm just saying that I'm in there with them. So.
We appreciate the added restaurant.
Right. Yeah,
we appreciate the $10 you're throwing in.
Not every month, just every once in a while.
We just have a number of people for whatever reason just.
Or slackers like me.
They'll do the $10 late fee up to the point that they potentially will be cut off, then they'll pay.
So I'm not that bad.
Yeah, no. but I don't know why people would incur, do that month after month, do the same thing or whatever. But
they're busy working. They're not just hanging out, loving life like the rest of my peers.
Oh, are you saying we have time
to
pay your bills?
Yeah, we have time to pay
You have time to pay your bills. I'm busy.
So then next, setup things, I'm showing a little bit of a decrease, and I'm basing that on what we're seeing in regard to the home sales through this year so far. So, I know anything could change that interest rate drop or what, but so just trying to be, realistic on what's going on right now. And that we charge, $50 for every time an account changes over.
That's still a lot of houses.
Yep.
60 houses.
Investment earnings showing also a similar increase than what I had shown on the general fund side, just trying to keep more funds invested versus just in the bank. And then we have a couple other, small little fees that we charge, so that's very similar to what we budgeted for this current year. So overall, for the water and sewer fund, there's a slight increase. And then it would be much more as we, except for the water and sewer, actually monthly, our rate charges, we're just not seeing the consumption there. Anybody have any questions on
water? Nice sewer? Job, as always.
No, I'm good.
And stormwater, consistent stormwater charges, we've you know, have some new accounts or new customer, new homes that were built. So there's a, you know, a little bit of a projected increase. Stormwater building fees, that's the amount charged on new construction, or actually now also if somebody makes a significant addition to their home, there could be some stormwater building fees there also. Investment earnings, same as all the other funds, same concept. And then appropriation of fund balance, we had a significant appropriation budgeted for this current fiscal year we're in, and nothing for the upcoming fiscal year, and then all related to the potential stormwater pipe on the Moxon land. So that's just any questions on stormwater.
What's our fund balance in stormwater? Do you remember?
Yeah, I can look it up. It's right here.
You had it up, probably.
Yeah, I have it up on throwing the tree, so it'd be a little behind, but
we're probably up to like 700-800, I mean,
well, I'm sure you're close. At prior year fiscal balance, so this was at last June, 667,545.
Yeah, so we're probably up around 800.
Yeah, and it increased for the current year 113, so you didn't total them in here, so yeah, exactly right. So 780 and some change. That would have been as of February, so a little more. There you go.
So if we were to get the funds for some of the beach, some of that sand dune infiltration money that we asked for with Charlie Miller, and we were short, could we use that? We could use stormwater money for
right, cause that's mm-hmm.
It is stormwater,
yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, definitely. Stormwater.
We definitely would, too. The issue is we can't do all 13 because some of them are in the wrong place, like the one in front of Ocean Dunes, but definitely the ones that are close to a beach access that we have in the south end, and then north of K, the dune line's big enough for the second one past, right at N Avenue, and then when you get out in front of all the other properties, you might not have enough dune either. And then we got to negotiate with private property owners under their parking lots.
Well, and we made a request on our request based off of the last brick grant.
Yeah. So the one
and with a 25% increase.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Good.
That'll be a cool project too.
I know.
Until a hurricane comes and messes it all up, but but yeah.
So there would definitely be if we're not seeing any significant stormwater projects coming down the line, you know, I know we're right now we're doing some relining. If,
right.
You know, that this would definitely
right.
be a source for
yeah.
some of that funding.
And yeah. You know, Jimmy uses some during the year because we, but not a huge amount. You saw his budget, so yeah, exactly right.
We thought we were going to use like $600,000
right.
for
right.
the project, and now we're not. So.
Right.
Not for now, anyway.
I mean, but our typical for everybody's knowledge, I mean, we build that fund balance up and then do a project like mm-hmm. we did several years ago with that property over
that's
in
right.
Crew Beach Village, I think, where
yep.
we relined the pipe.
Yep. Right out here.
And this one right here, too.
Yeah, I mean, we did at least $1 million worth of projects that didn't require any kind of financing.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
That's kind of it. The revenue for all the other funds are, I don't really go through that, I guess. I mean, it's.
Right.
They're all smaller funds.
They're smaller funds, I don't.
Yeah.
We already covered the outside organization, so.
I guess this is where I was hoping we were going to be by lunch, but we're not, so let's keep on moving.
So what time is lunch? 12? Or do we have?
12 or 12:30, Mandy?
12.
For lunch.
I don't know, you ordered it. So. I
ordered it to come at 12, so it's planned to meet at 12:15.
Okay, so then I guess we can keep going.
Yeah. Yeah, let's keep going.
Yeah.
Really,
I mean, it's on there.
Yep.
So the next part, I guess, you know, we've kind of talked about the expense budget, the revenue budget, and I even shown right in the beginning that we're have two funds that we have a shortage at this point, so the general fund and the water and sewer fund. So we'll start with, you know, what are options, I guess, you know, how are we going to close that gap? So of course there's two options, increase revenue or decrease expenses, you know, to put it simply. So, you know, expense decreases, that would have to come, you know, I guess what council, if there's something based on what they heard today that they want to reduce. I've also, for the general fund, put two potential revenue increases. So the first is property taxes. And that would be, well, to increase the current tax rate of 26.58 cents per $100 of value. And if, let's say council says they, you know, you like exactly what I saw today and we have that $529,000 shortfall, well, what would it take to close that with just a property tax increase? Well, it would be an increase of about 4.1 cents or, you know, about 15.5% increase. And I have this chart here. It's based on the estimated tax valuation that I've received from New Hanover County of a little over $1.3 billion. And I've just shown various half-cent tax increases and how much additional revenue would actually come in. So the bold line in the middle is what we would actually increase our revenue by as long as we maintained a 99% collection rate of property taxes, which we have forever, basically. So the column at the far right is where it's like, okay, to balance the budget with just a tax increase, that's pretty much what we would need, about 4.1 cents.
So I think we've got a couple of things to consider. A, are we happy with the request our department heads have made? Some of the stuff, especially in public works, the big ticket items with the garbage truck and the paving, we're going to have to do it now. We're going to have to do it sooner than later. So we need to go ahead and think seriously.
The garbage truck is offset with a loan, so
right. So that's not a big impact.
Yeah, the net impact on the budget would be zero. The
yeah.
Garbage truck purchase out would be taken.
Right.
Loan out on the other side.
But the paving of the streets, if we continue to get behind on that, that's just going to compound the problem down the road sooner or later. And then again, we have to really feel how comfortable we are for of how much of a fund balance appropriation we won't make. I mean, we're running what would 97-98% of our budget be? Is that 200,000?
It would be about 200,000. And that's what I would think we probably wouldn't want to go much more than 2% of our projected budget. So, you know, the projected budget was about 9 million. So, let's say 180,000 to 200,000 max that we could say,
right.
Okay, we will say that as appropriation of fund balance.
Yeah, that's what I mean. So, I mean, I think as we've done historically, you know, we telegraph to the citizens, here's why, and then I think we've done a good job of building that up where you do halfsies, right, or something like that, right? I think Arlen's exactly right. You don't take all of it out of the fund balance, but you kind of do it in two steps. And then hopefully, just like we've talked about, I think our last tax increase was with revaluation in 2021.
Yeah, 2021 was the last revaluation.
Yeah, we did like 1 cent, I think.
That's right.
We are still
above
revenue
neutral, right? And so that's 3 years, and then I think it's justified on the level of services that we want based on what the department has proposed. Nobody's asking for outrageous stuff. So I'm sort of with Arlen, right? It's like,
and if I look at in this current year we're in right now, we had an appropriation of $178,629.
Right.
So that was about 2.1 1% of the budget. So that's why I would think we'd want to stay somewhere in there. And if I look at the average over the last 10, 11 years or whatever, we've used about, we would have had remaining about 1.7% of our budget, original budget. Now we've done budget amendments and changed some of those numbers, but if I look at original to what was actually used, typically we're only going to have about 1.7% of the original budget left over. And here I'm only talking general fund.
All right, that's absolute. All right, so if...
Arlen, I don't understand your bottom three. You have annual, monthly, and then total. So what are you doing there? Because I don't understand that.
That's so,
that's just showing... I just picked a number.
Yeah, 500,000, I get that.
Right, so the annual increase of a 4.1-cent increase would be $205 a year.
Okay.
So that... By the month, that's
I got the monthly part.
So the last part is what would their new tax total?
Oh, that's the total tax rate. Right. Okay, sorry, I wasn't getting it. I got lost.
And
so
only the beach part.
Yeah. That's right. Not what the county does. I understand. Right. So basically, if we split it in half and did 2 cents or something, it'd cost $100.
$100 a year.
$100 a year
per property owner.
For the $500,000. If your house is twice that, it's $200 a year. It's five times that. Wish we have houses like that now in town. It's $500 a year, right?
So, yeah, I mean, to make it all work the way we are right now, you probably need, if we wanted to say we were going to appropriate about $200,000, we probably need to do about the 2.5 cent, right?
Right.
About one of the 2.5 cent tax increases.
Will garbage collection fees offset any of that?
Well, that's all. I can show you that next. So we can look at that too. And I just put two examples. We can work up any numbers or whatever. But if we were to, the top part is residential. So what our current rates are for the first can for resident is $7 a month. And then the second through however many other cans that we have is $14 per can. So initially I just put in, well, what if we raise it by a dollar for the first cart, and then I just did the appropriate percentage, so that's 14.3. So the residential extra cart would then go to $16, so, and do this similar percentage increase for commercial. Bottom line is, it increased revenue by $36,000. Mm-hmm. And then if we did a 25% increase, that's what's on the right side of the chart. So that would be a little over $64,000 increase in revenue. So it adds some by far. It's not going to be anything significant as a property tax increase, but we do have lower garbage collection rates than most towns. That's for sure. So.
Well, I mean, I think we've always said, are we at least paying for the cost, right? We did that a long time ago. We went back and looked at that.
Yeah, and we were not.
Right.
So my guess, I have no reason to think now that those rates that we charge, we're not paying for the cost.
Right.
And how many of the other communities are using a garbage collection service?
Yeah, still a lot. I mean, a lot use garbage collection services. And I think try to remember the last time I looked at like Carolina Beach. I forget what they were. They were.
I can look it up, but I don't know.
$20 a month, that included their recycle, where if we combine the two, we're in about the $16 range.
Maybe. Yeah, because they use waste management to do both, right, in Carolina Beach?
Or waste industries.
Or waste industries.
Yeah, waste industries they use, but yeah.
All right, another question. Have we had a garbage collection increase and a water increase in the same year? Or we tried just to do one?
We probably have.
We may have. I mean,
like in 2013.
This rate has changed. If you go back, when I first started here, we weren't even charging for garbage collection.
Yeah, well, that was on purpose as well, right? That was a strategy, and it was back when people could take You were paying in your property taxes, then you could take it off your taxes, right? But
correct.
The world's evolved past that now. Most of us are standard deductions.
Right. And you know, most towns went to the philosophy of, like, you know, pay for the service, basically.
Right.
So,
exactly.
And I think we...
Well, and the other strategy was to get to the VRBOs, right? So
right.
Because we got them with extra cans, and that's when we went off of that strategy so that we could try to target more cost to who was generating the expense. And the VRBOs are definitely driving our trash, Jimmy can tell you, right?
And that's where that second line in residential came in,
right.
That additional fee for once you get beyond that first cart, mm-hmm. or whatever. So, mm-hmm. It's just, you know, whatever we do, we're definitely not covering the cost. I mean, that, you know, I could go back and try to rework that exactly what we estimate the cost to be, but I, even a number of years ago, we were not covering the cost by far, so.
What do y'all are willing to do? I mean, is it worth the exercise of him trying to figure out exactly what our garbage collection fees are, or?
I
don't think it is.
I mean, I would go back and try to find the spreadsheets that we did a long time ago and then give them to him, but no, I don't think it's worth it.
I mean, it's a lot. It's a,
I mean, if he says it's under, we should probably adjust it, but I don't know that it's worth that work.
Yeah, I mean, if our gut tells us that it's
probably
aren't covering our costs, then
yeah,
well,
I trust.
We're definitely not covering our costs.
Yeah, so I trust.
Not covering our costs.
I don't have a problem with even charging more for the extra carts than what you have there. I mean, I agree with David. I mean, it's more work for the town to empty all those cans.
Yeah.
Especially when they have three of them out there in the summer.
Mm-hmm. Can you
plus a recycle bin?
Arlen, can you just check with a couple other beach communities and see what they're doing and what their rates are?
And I'd be curious what Carolina Beach does if you have three cans out there, because there's a lot of residences on Fort Fisher that have three cans out there.
I'm sure they're flat.
Yeah, they
think they're flat.
I don't remember what it exactly is right now, but yeah, they just have. No matter how many cans.
That's right. You pay by the can.
You pay by the can.
Because I'm pretty sure, but that is lookupable.
Yeah.
I can look it up.
Yeah, I would go through the different towns' fee schedules or whatever.
So what are we? We're only doing recycling at Ocean Dune. We do garbage cans too.
Yeah.
So they get one per unit, and then if they a unit could get two if they wanted it. We don't give them that option.
Yeah, they could do that if they wanted to.
Yeah, but because they're all combined into one place, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they have no reason to do it, but,
right.
But they are charged for one.
That's right.
One per unit.
They use their neighbors because they're all combined.
Yeah, of course.
Combined.
So they're all combined in one location. I'm sure people just throw it in whichever cans. Not full.
Right.
But Connie's point, what we're charging commercial versus what we're charging VRBOs for just additional cans, I think we could also look to raise up that additional can rate. I mean, they're basically commercial enterprises, right?
Yeah.
Right.
So I don't know if we go to the same $30 or $35. But
Is that going to make a huge impact on our budget? Not
no, it's not going to fix the issue, right?
No, I mean, no, but I'm just saying.
It's going to be more
equitable. Just to cover our costs and get...
What we have to watch, and this happened a little bit when we went to that raising the extra cart for just the same as the price as the first cart. You know, we doubled it. Then some people were like, okay, I don't want the extra carts anymore.
Right, they did, and then the building inspector had to get on because they were leaving trash loose out. And force them back into it, right?
That's just the downside of going too high on that.
That's exactly right. And I agree with Arlen. What will happen is Bethany will be fighting the front row, and Jimmy's guys will be dealing with all these loose bags because they'll abandon the cart and then their visitors will pile it up outside. And then it's horrible for Public Works and the town because you've got trash everywhere.
Trash everywhere.
I don't know how to feel.
Can we find people if they have trash outside?
We do find people. That's what Building Inspection Department does. Yeah, they do get fined.
We don't have any type of enforcement, though. Significant.
It's a civil. Yeah. Okay.
And I think, you know, the commercial rate is also paying for, what do you do, Jimmy, 5 pickups?
Yeah.
Versus, you know, the residential rate is for 1 pickup.
Yeah, they get 5, right? 5.
Well, I think we should increase, and I think we should also increase the extra can costs as well. Above
Carolina, don't make it easy to find their feet.
No.
It's like, come on, dudes, where's your feet?
Do we ever check, Bethany or anyone ever do like a check when they see the 3 cans? Are they really paying for 3 cans?
Well, they don't have any way of getting 3 cans out there, unless they
bought it.
Yeah, they buy
unless
from they us.
Bought it once, well,
yeah, they buy them from us. They have Curie logo
right,
on them.
Right, they have it.
Yeah.
And we track that between us and public, between finance and public works, that's tracked and added to their account. So if they request a new cart or additional cart. That's
I was just thinking, when how does this turn over and somebody new buys it, then how do you know how many carts they have?
Well, if an account had 3 carts, let's say, when it turned over, we start them out with 3 carts.
You start them out with 3. Okay, so.
We want to do a, you and Arlen put some numbers together to increase the second cart fee.
I mean, he's got them on there. They're right there.
Yeah.
So just pick which one.
I mean,
one.
Are y'all good with that?
I am. Fine with that, right?
Well, first and second car fee, but I think the second car fee should just not be double. But.
Yeah. I think keeping it standard gets us through chasing it around again in July, right? So Arlen's point's very valid. If you jack it way up, people turn them in, and then Jimmy's guys start picking up trash, and Bethany starts writing tickets, and everyone's mad that we have trash all over Fort Pierce Boulevard.
Yep.
So I appreciate you highlighted that because I didn't remember it, but we don't really want to be doing that in July and August of this year.
That's why I don't think we'd want to go as high as 30. I'm not saying
that's right.
There could be some type of
right. No, I wasn't suggesting 30.
No, I'm just trying to.
I mean, are y'all okay with 875 and 1750?
I am.
Let's plan on that. Put that in your.
So doing the 25%.
Yeah.
And doing that on the same percentage on commercial then also.
Yeah, I would think so.
And make it consistent.
One cup.
Yeah.
And Arlen, you'll back to the general fund. You'll put in what impact that has on the with the fund balance being at like 2%, and then give us what we'd have to do in it.
Yeah, and I mean, typically, any time that we've appropriated fund balance which is a way to balance the budget, and most towns do, we've only had 3 times over the past 12 years that we actually would have used part of the fund balance. So we've always had enough revenue to cover what we appropriated, I guess, so we did not have to use any of the fund balance.
Mm-hmm.
So then I guess what I'm looking to do is we'll do the 25% on the garbage collection, 25% increase,
mm-hmm.
about 2% or approximately $200,000 of fund balance appropriation.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at what the difference would be and what type of tax increase that would require. So,
mm-hmm. I agree with you.
And you said we'd get a new projection soon from New Hanover property taxes? Will that impact at all?
It's not going to change.
It's not?
No.
Especially when you bring it down from, you know, even if the valuation went up, you know, $200,000, that's next. It really translates into next and nothing, you know,
right,
into additional revenue. So I don't think we're going to see any significant changes based on past history. So.
Okay.
Okay. Then the other story is on water and sewer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I've gone through looking at consumption by account, type of account and all of that, and put up a couple, which are probably the very same scenarios I put up every time, because just to me they seem like the most logical types of things to do. And I know there's reasons why we haven't done anything, you know, in regard to like option number one and two in the past, but I still put that option up there. Mm-hmm. The difference with option one and two is it's guaranteed revenue, because mm-hmm. you're always going to have the minimum charge. When you start getting into the tier increases, I do factor in a reduction in consumption. If we were to increase the tiers, mm-hmm. I think I say it'll, to be conservative, be like a 10% reduction. So mm-hmm. we'll show those numbers over to the far right in green, the additional revenue taken to that, you know, it's right. 10% reduction in mm-hmm. consumption. So this current year, we're in now, we did a 20% rate tier increase.
So, I mean, Connie, you might not know exactly where I am, but everyone else in the room does. So I've always advocated for two reasons that we should keep the minimum low. And we have the lowest minimum charge mm-hmm. in the county now, I think, Arlen, if I remember what you showed us, right? And that's for all the retirees in town, right? So that helps all of us. But drive the rates for when you use excessive water higher, and so that's why we have more tiers than anyone else in the county. And if you look at usage, when you get over about 7,500, we then become the highest water bills in the county.
Raised a little, it's probably now more about 10 to 12 or whatever, because Carolina Beach is
finally catching up. That's right. Hold on, well, I have your graph, so I'll just have to go back and find it anyway. So I still encourage, so that's the one thing for the senior retired citizens, you can control the rate. The second reason is by having the cost higher as you use more water, that encourages our citizens to conserve water. Some of them don't. They just pay the $400 water bill. But at least some of them have reacted, and that's why Arlen now, when he does this exercise, discounts some of the increase because he's expecting it to impact people, which is what I hope it does. So that's why we've done this. We've been doing this for 15 years, right, with this exact strategy. And we still use more water every year, even with this strategy, I think. So Jimmy can show you our usage still goes up because more of these houses are switching to VRBOs and they just burn the water. The other thing it does is it makes the people pay for our water systems, the big users, which are end up being these 20% of our houses that rent, right? So you guys don't have 20 people in your house taking showers, but they definitely do, and so they're paying for it.
Yeah, I don't have those stats. Other times I've maybe had that where it's like, yeah, the top users, yeah, use a significant portion.
And if the legislator, and I've told Charlie this, if the legislator would let us treat these rental houses as businesses, which they really are in my opinion, it would be really nice because then we'd have a commercial rate. But they don't let us do that. So that's why this is an effective addressing of that issue as far as I can do.
Downside of them being commercial is then they switch over to commercial garbage. Mm. If we treat them commercial for this.
I'd be fine with that too because we...
But then it's five times a week.
Well, okay, we would change the rates too.
Right.
Yeah. All of that would make it easier for us to address the issue, but the legislator's not letting us do that. So, so that's why I advocate, and that's why Arlen brings it this way every time, because as he pointed out, the monthly minimum's the only guaranteed way to make sure we pay for the system. And so if you do anything else, users can respond, and then the budget's harder for him to predict, right?
Which is a little better this year right now.
Right. I think I'm more with Alan. It's the rain and the seasons, but whatever. Because I can't believe that the VRBOs are still taking 20 showers. So,
well, our rates are. I mean, our RRT dollars are up, so that
right.
We've got more visitors coming here, so they should be using more water.
Right. I think it's the people watering their lawns are down though.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's the rain. Anyway, so that's the challenge that Arlen's telling us is, okay, the water system has to be a pay-as-you-go system. It's required to. It's an enterprise fund, not a regular fund. So you have to balance the books, right, which is good.
And this one's very much discouraged to do any type of fund balance appropriation.
Right.
But they're encouraging a fund balance increase, right?
Yeah, well, this one they're not as critical in that regard as the fact that you're not at least covering your costs going forward,
right,
and saving a little bit for future capital.
Future capital needs, yeah.
And we've been doing that so far. But yeah, this one definitely is not going to be looked upon favorably to use the fund balance to balance the budget.
So the number three, the 10% tier increase would not cover.
That would get it pretty close. We could fine tune everything to make.
I mean, the downside is last year. That's exactly what
I mean. Make it like 12.
We did 20.
We did 20% tier increase for this current year we're in right now. So.
Does that mean that the ones that are the minimum, they don't get theirs increased?
Yeah,
correct.
Only the top two tiers get increased by 10%.
Well, every tier there's the minimum, which is the
2,000 gallons a month.
Right. Then there's three tiers after that.
Right.
There's from 2001
to 5,
seven,
to 7, 7
okay. 000, then there's 7,000 to 12,000, and then there's the rate for anything over 12,000.
Right.
So that 10% would apply to the three tiers?
Yeah.
And it doesn't hit our people and fixed incomes. And
we do the corresponding percentage increase to the commercial rates and the Fort Fisher rates.
Right.
So.
And that's both water and sewer, I guess, when I put that in there.
So would you do like 12% or something like that to make up that shortfall?
He said if 10 would be okay.
Would 10 do it for us?
Yeah, I mean, it's very close.
It's in the noise.
It's like I'm estimating some stuff. So
yeah, it's in the noise.
Can you do
within a range to make the estimate?
Can you do 10 to like tier 1 and then a higher to tier 2 and 3? Or we don't like to do that?
I mean, you can do anything, but they're already, they already double. So you're
they're
getting,
already double.
Yeah, I mean, what happens is the 10%, it pyramids into the other two,
right?
Oh, yeah, because, and so, I mean, I can see it the month of July when all my kids have all their friends come in, I definitely know the difference in the water bill.
Yeah, I mean,
because I go where, when it's just me and Lisa, right? We're no big deal.
Residential, I mean, Jimmy, the consumption could be, during the summer, could be, I think, 12 million gallons, maybe, and then if you get in the autumn, January, February, it might be 4 million.
Yeah.
So it can widely fluctuate.
But the good thing is that's controllable, right? So even our retirees on controlled incomes, they can do stuff about that, right? And that's why I like it, that it's in the tiers. And that's why I've always advocated for that. And, you know, if we're going to change their numbers with taxes and the garbage fee, so I would rather continue down this path of we address the tiers. And if three addresses it for Arlen, that's what I encourage council to consider.
I would recommend number three is what we
put in this round of the budget and see what happens.
I'm in agreement.
that was the
Yeah, Dennis.
Option three?
Yeah, I think so. Dennis, you okay with that? Yes, well, let's just see what that comes out.
I can definitely make that work or whatever, because it's we haven't really done anything, at least, or said anything at this point that's increasing the expenses in, on the water and sewer side. So.
Well, you know, the only problem we have with this, and I understand us keeping the minimums down, but our costs for increases are going up across the board. So
eventually
we're going to have to hit. But like we said, if we're going to do a tax increase, I really don't want to have to do a minimum or the monthly for the minimum usage. Arlen, you got everything you need from us to move forward with all the all the funds? Any questions you have of us if we're not clear?
So really the only open thing, I believe, is how much is Carolina Beach contributing to the aquarium?
Yep.
And then the other requests, you're good with those amounts, including, I guess, the chamber at $30,000?
I am.
I'm with Alan.
Okay. So I'll try to get the information from Carolina Beach, and I'll email it to everybody or whatever.
Ask them about their garbage rates, too. Just, I can't find it on their website. They don't make it as easy as you do. So there you go.
I've
been up here looking. I'm like, okay, I don't care now. Sorry.
Yeah, I think I don't remember if I had the current fee schedule, but yeah.
Well, they don't make it easy to find on their website.
Right.
It'd be interesting to know what their water rate tier schedule is now, too. That's probably not easy to find either.
Well, that is true, because that's all I have when I do that chart or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so you had that.
Yeah, it was in.
For everybody.
When we did the
that
meeting with them.
Somewhere. No, he put it on the. During I'm looking for it. Hold on.
But Carolina Beach, nobody has the number of tiers that we have. And again, we've done that for, as David said, for a very specific reason that we've done that. I think Carolina Beach maybe has maximum three tiers, I think, where we have overall, we have four at this point.
Well, maybe you had it at the end.
They only have two, even. I'm not that bad.
Went right across the bottom somewhere.
Yeah. No, I thought he had a graph with everybody in, just because it was cool. You did.
It was in that retreat. Probably.
I'm getting there. Here we go. Here it is, Connie.
You
pass it down. So you can see us at the top, down at the bottom, and then it changes. No, I appreciate you having that graph, because it's good to show people when they have issues about water. It's like, okay, let me show you here and why we do it the way we do it. We have a reason. We have two reasons, right? Three, if you think about getting it to VRBOs. So,
are you got everything you need from us?
Yes. Yeah, Braceville Beach doesn't inject their
results. It's because of Cape Fear Public Utility.
So
that's why.
So what we have left for today is to do our council goals for 2024. So I think I saw lunch show up. Mandy, you here? We here?
Mandy's back there, I think. Oh. I think she's setting it up.
Well, I saw the Jersey Mike girl come in. So let's break for lunch.
Alan, real quick, do you want to make a motion to add that item to the agenda that I text you?
Yes, we can do that. So
that's an important one.
We need to add this item to the agenda today before we leave, is discussion of the March 15th April 15th meeting.
Okay.
Because we have three commissioners out of town on that date.
Okay, fair enough.
And so I'd like
to
make a motion.
We
have the discussion.
Have a discussion on the April 15th meeting.
Okay, I need a second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right. Thank you, Beth, for catching that. I would have figured it out sooner or later.
No, I thought we had addressed that already. But.
No.
April, I realized
that. Now, what I did was.
Three of you would be gone
I got everybody's information, and I put it on my calendar just so I knew when all of y'all were out of town.
I did too.
And it just, all of a sudden, I think it just, Beth just realized
so
it.
When is our council meeting?
Well, the 15th, the 18th, the 15th of April.
It's got to be moved.
15th of April.
Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be moved. So we'll have that discussion.
So let's break for lunch, and we'll be back.
What time?
You want to do 1 o'clock or 12:45?
Let's do 12:45.
Yeah. Okay.